We're talking with Thomas, and we're outside of Walmart and Outback Steakhouse in Murfreesboro. And you've been in Murfreesboro for quite some time, and one of the things that you have noticed, I guess, over the last couple of months, some people saying that you're out here asking for money and you don't need it.
That is correct. And I need help. I only make so much money on my disability. I cannot, and people, if you don't make, you got to make a certain amount of money every month for them to even rent to you. Me and my wife sleep in the parking lot over here by the Outback Steakhouse. Somebody has put me and my family on the internet and has told a whole bunch of lies on us. I don't want to be out here doing this. I don't have legs. We need help. If I can get into a place, I went and tried to rent about 3 houses. Just to fill out the application fee is $60. No, it's $80 per person for me and my wife. The requirement, if it's $700 a month, you got to make like $2,300 for them to even recognize and rent to you. And if they say no, then you lose that $80 per application, which is $160. I need that $160.
One night, you even saw somebody out here taking pictures of the trucks that you own because they were trying to insinuate, well, if he owns these trucks, then obviously he doesn't need help.
Yeah, I've had several people out here recording me. That is unreal. Them two trucks, my aunt passed away. I inherited them two trucks. I don't know why people think just because I got nice trucks, I don't tear up my stuff. My trucks are nice because they were my aunt's. She passed away. I inherited them. And it's a blessing that God, see, even though I'm homeless, that I at least do have a vehicle to sleep in to keep me warm, keep gas in it. My disability is not enough. And I went and took out a title loan on my one vehicle. Don't ever do that. I did that because my sons needed some help, my stepsons. Now I got them here. Now they're here because something happened to their dad. Well, I got them here, but thank God that somebody out here that I met on the street has put them in a home. They're staying there and they're safe. Now it's just me and my wife. All I need is somebody to give me a chance because I don't make enough. If the rent's $700 a month, I can pay that.
Now, let's go back to the disability because I'm sure people assume different stories on that as well. So what happened to your legs? I mean, what happened in the first place?
This happened in 2012 in Iraq. I tell a lot of people that, okay? It happened. It's over with. God has blessed me. He's got me here for a reason. I am here. I don't know why. I'm something special for him. I came to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, because the prosthetics are a lot better built here.
When you say it happened in Iraq, were you contracted there? Were you in the military? What was that?
No, I was contracted there. I was in there doing heat and air, and I fell 30 feet. I was a contractor over there trying to make a living, and I fell 30 feet, and the blood pressure medicine to keep me alive killed my feet.
Were you working in a military zone?
Well, it was outside. We were riding, patrolling, and I was riding with a couple of buddies of mine. Three of my buddies got killed. It shredded me. Them roadside bombs over there, it's terrible over there. Them roadside bombs, they put anything, nuts, washers, bolts, but it opened the Humvee up like it was a can opener.
But because you were contracted, you weren't listed as military personnel, so therefore the government does not pay for it.
Yeah, the government don't pay for nothing. I'm trying to get that done because I was over there doing working for the government at the time. See, anytime you go over there and you work for the government, we go over there, we blow their stuff up. They don't have central heat and air. They didn't have it before we went over there. We go over there, we blow it up. Now they got central heat and air, and they're living better than we are. I've seen it with my own eyes. I mean, it's terrible.
We're talking with Thomas, and we're outside of Walmart, and some people saying that you're out here asking for money and you don't need it.
These people, whoever these people are that keeps recording me, calling me fake, come up here 1, 2 o'clock in the morning in this parking lot, sleeping in the trucks. I don't want to be on the street. I don't want to be sitting on the corner waving at people. And I don't ask nobody for no money. If somebody can get me into a place that will at least trust me.
And you don't own a great big house as rumored on the internet.
No. I know. If I own a big house, why am I sleeping in the parking lot? If you come by here at nighttime, these two red trucks are sitting in the parking lot.
Now, Thomas, how old are you?
47 years old.
And the goal is to get into an apartment, a duplex, a trailer, anything?
I need a one bedroom for me and my wife that's, you know, reasonable.
What are some other things you need? Gift cards for restaurants, grocery stores?
Yep, grocery stores, stuff like that, yep. The main thing is a home. It's putting a toll on my wife. You know, I'm a man. I cannot be a man because I got my wife out here on the street. And I can't get up off the street because I don't make enough money because I don't have no legs.
If you were to get a job because of disability, you can't work X number of hours over the hours that are allotted to you. So in other words, if you do work, and if the company you work for makes a mistake and accidentally puts down 20 hours instead of 10, then automatically
I'm cut off. Yeah, my disability would be cut off. I don't want to take the chance. I'm scared. If I go to Walmart and they pay me $8 an hour and they slip up and mess up on my time, and disability gets a hold of it, they're gonna cut me off. And it's so hard to get back on this. The world, I don't know what's wrong with the world, but it's getting bad. And people, I see it. I didn't know it was like this until I got on the street. And all I ask is, I feel like I'm not a man no more because I can't take care of my family. I can't do, my wife can't work. I'm trying to get her on disability. She's got degenerating disc disease. And just because of what you see from the eye view is not what it seems. Just because I got these trucks. You know, I had somebody one day say, won't you just sell them? If I sell them, then I'll be walking. Why would I do that? I'm not gonna sell my truck. That comes from my family. I have no more family. I don't have a dad, a mom. They're all dead.
Everything in these two trucks is all you own, along with the trucks.
That's it. Everything, all my blankets, everything. I mean, I have people. The other morning I got out and I was folding my blankets up because I sleep in the front side. Because, you know, once I take my legs off, I ain't but 3 foot tall. So I can sleep in my truck. My wife sleeps in hers. And somebody was sitting at a stop sign taking my picture. Put my clothes on. Put my jacket on. I guess because they figured I was going to go out there and scam again. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I'm out here trying to survive. And people's going to put me on the internet. And it's terrible. It is terrible.
When I first met you a while back, you were more upbeat about all of this, and now it's taken a toll on you, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the stuff they put on the internet made my wife have a stroke. And I took her to two hospitals, and the Rutherford Hospital here in Murfreesboro, they didn't know what it was. I took her to Smyrna, and they called it midnight. When you sleep, she had a stroke in her hand. It's coming back now slowly, but I had to get a ball and let her work it. It's because it's stress. Because I had to really get out here. I sit out here, and I know people see me do it. I sit out here in the rain, the snow, because I have to. I do this 7 days a week. I don't want to do it. I don't have time to spend time with my wife because I'm on that bucket. People think I don't want to sit out on that bucket just because I want to get a beer. I don't drink. You ever seen me drink?
No.
I don't drink. I don't drink alcohol. I don't do drugs. I don't do none of that. I'm trying to survive. I mean, it's bad. It's bad.